Today is Monday, March 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Cocktail Day. It's also National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day. Ugh. And National Cheesesteak Day. I'm okay with the Philly cheesesteak, but I don't like... I'm not a huge fan of cooked peppers in a... Well, I don't know. In a cheesesteak sandwich, I prefer it to just be meat and cheese. I really don't even want onions. I want the... I want it to be... Again, it's a textural thing, but I want it to be just soft. Like, you get a little bit of chewiness from the meat, but that's it. You just bite into it. There is a... In malls across the United States... In malls across America, there used to be a, I'm sure this still exists, but you know, malls are going bye-bye a lot. So I don't know, you know, I don't know if this place is going to crop up in other places other than malls, because soon there won't be any malls remaining. But anyway, I'm trying to look for our messages while I riff here. But anyway, the Great American Steak and Potato Company, I think is what it's called. Let me look here. The Great American Steak the Great Steak, America's premier cheese steak. Yeah, I think this must be it. And you find them a lot of times in... They must have changed their name. But you find them in... It's a franchise. I wonder how much they charge to franchise. I wonder if they say here. Let's just look on this page and see... Let's see how much I have to have. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, hey... I'm going to start a new chat with ChatGPT. I'm going to say, can you... I'll just ask, hey, can you look and see the Great American Steak Company? It's like, it used to be called Great American Steak and Potato. Apparently they're a franchise, and I want to know how much it costs to get started if I wanted to franchise a great steak location. Can you tell me that? Oh, she's not coming there. She's not coming through the correct. So starting a great steak and potato franchise will set you back anywhere from around $130,500 to $519,050, including a franchise fee of $30,000. Franchise fee of $30,000, Well, I found it on their website. Well, she wasn't coming through. Decide I'm going to talk to ChatGPT on the show, I need to go to the sounds and make sure that it's going to the... For some reason, I always end up changing my sound sources on this computer. I don't know if it's when I unplug and replug different USBs or something like that, but honestly, every time I have to go in and change it. Let's see if we can hear her now. I'm just going to bring it back up, and I'm going to say, hey, what's going on today?
Hey, not much. Just hang.
Oh, okay. Night. Well, I'm just recording a podcast right now. I just wanted to see how you were doing.
Oh, awesome. How's the recording going so far?
It's going great. All right. Thank you. So I should check that before I start recording my show, especially if I'm going to start having a GPT co-host, so to speak. But anyway, yeah, around 155,000 to 615,000. I think the information that she had was a little bit old, because I'm looking at their website here, and $30,000 franchise fee. So I don't know. I have always thought I would do a good job running a fast food place, because I love fast food so much. I just think, but, you know, then again, I'm not a person who, and this is really, I feel like I am or can be a detail-oriented person because I like to write code and do things that are very detailed. But at the same time, I forget to register my car. Like, October was when it was supposed to be registered, and here I was registering it in March. That's almost 6 months. I was almost half of a year overdue to get it renewed. And I think I can run a franchise. I mean, anybody can learn anything, I believe, if you put enough effort and time and energy and attention, etc. So, I mean, maybe that is something that I could learn. All right. Well, we have no contact, which normally I would, Monday should be talking about the weekend anyway. So it's okay that I don't have contact to read. But so let's talk about the weekend. So we did record the mix on Friday, and we were able to do a full show. Mark was, I was not out, so I was able to start on time. And I debuted my newest creation. I'm burpy. Excuse me. I debuted my newest creation, which is the trivia generator app. And right now it doesn't generate. So I do. I know. I believe I talked to you guys about the fact that I was working on a little side little React website because I want to pull it up and have the trivia questions just basically just like they do on the New York Times website. But I wanted the colors to be a little bit more rainbow and, you know, more video friendly color, you know, video eye catching colors and stuff like that. So I worked on that, created a background using AI that was similar to our current background. And I did create code that will create, I believe it's like 10 questions, but I found, and you know, they even have some humor and stuff like that. But what I found is, I don't know what it's doing exactly, but it seems that the questions are not recent. And so I'm either going to go back into the code and make sure that I might need to use a web browsing tool or something like that, or tell ChatGPT, hey, by the way, I want you to do a web search, because maybe a recent news story for the AI, the model, is 2023. And so maybe there's something I have to do in the web search, you know, in the prompt to say, hey, I want you to do a web search. But anyway, so I didn't have that part working well enough, but I do have the site. And so the way the site is set up is it just looks for a particular file in a particular location that has the questions in it and the answers. So what I did is I just went to ChatGPT and I said, hey, can you do a search of news within the past 7 days? No political news, please. No sports. And then come up with a list of 5 to 8 questions that I can use on a podcast for a quiz. And please put the question and answer in this format. And I gave her an example of the format. Or gave it an example. I don't really pronouns. Because the voice I use is female. And it's an AI. So I just be it. So I did all of that, and ChatGPT was able to generate questions. I made sure they were actual recent news stories and did a little bit of fact checking. And then I just loaded the file into there, turned on, you know, stood up the website, and boom, Bob's your uncle. I was able to, and it went well. I mean, Daniel had some feedback. The questions were too hard for him. And so he was saying, where did you pull these questions from? Was it something that has like five subscribers or five, what's it called when you subscribe to a newspaper? I don't know. Subscribers, viewers, readers. I don't know. Readers reminds me of Bridgerton. Didn't she say, dear readers? And they used, for some strange reason, the voice that they used for the, it's Bridgerton, right? Miss Bridget, It is, but I can't remember her name. But the one that, Mrs. Whistledown, the one that writes the column, the gossip column or whatever. And they used Julie Andrews for her voice for the first season or two. I don't, until you find out who the person is who's actually writing the article. I don't even know why I said that. Dear Rita's. They... anyway, he was saying, you know, you're, and I said, I didn't pick questions. ChatGPT picked questions. I just went in and fact checked them and made sure that we had five. So he wants hints. I don't know. I made a note of like what he wants, but now I'm not finding the thing, but he wants hints, three hints with some points off. And then I don't know, like a 50-50 or something. I don't remember what it was. Maybe we'll do a phone a friend as well and let him ask someone in the chat room. I don't know. Well, I didn't get very far, did I? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.